This week's Torah portion, Akev, contains the basis for many of the rituals that we Jews practice today. One of those is the mezuzah, the object we place on the doorpost of our home, which contains verses from the Shema. Maimonides taught that the mezuzah was a constant visual reminder of the presence of God, and that upon leaving or entering one's home, the individual seeing the mezuzah would be reminded to love God, place God first, and ultimately choose the right path of behavior. This indicates that the Torah requires us to internalize the message of every ritual we perform. Mindless observance does nothing to enhance Jewish life. I would like to share with you a story about a yarmulke or kippah, the skull cap most observant Jewish males wear on their head. While there is no commandment to wear a yarmulke, it is a practice which has become quite normative in our day, especially when one is engaged in sacred activity. Rabbi Mitchell Wahlberg of Baltimore tells the following story. When he was young, his parents took him to Macy's in New York City. He was wearing a yarmulke on his head. When he and his family went to check out and pay for their items, the salesman at the cash register turned to him and said, "I see you have a yarmulke on your head. I too always have a yarmulke, but I don't keep it on my head. I keep it someplace more important." And he opened the cash register and took out his yarmulke. And he said, "You see, I'm dealing with other people's money all day. And that yarmulke inside my cash register reminds me to behave myself." And friends, the yarmulke representing our Judaism must do the same for us. It should remind us that we need to recognize that God is above us, whether we are in the synagogue, at home, in the marketplace, or even at the ballpark. We Jews believe that God actually cares about how we humans behave. And if we can fulfill the precepts of the Torah in all of our endeavors, even in the mundane business transactions we perform, we will ultimately be fulfilling the commandment in the Shema and in this week's Torah portion, B'shivtecha v'veitecha, uv'alechtecha v'aderech, uv'shochvecha, uv'kumecha, that you shall speak of Torah when you are sitting at home, when you go on a journey, when you lie down, and when you rise up. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please feel free to share these podcasts, which you can find at KehilatMoshe.org and on our Facebook and Twitter feeds. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.